Mama.
Mama.
Mother.
Mother.
Mama.
Ma.
Ma.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Mama.
Mom.
What?
What? 3, 2, 1.
Hello. Governor.
Welcome to Word Team Mother.
It's me, Lex.
And it's me, Div.
And today we're talking about family time. Quality family time.
Quality over quantity.
Yes. So, Dev.
So, raise your hands if you have family time pre-COVID. No, but so Lexi, elaborate on your childhood of mandatory family days.
My gosh. I used to be pissed. My mom's like, no, we're having family time. You can't do that. I'm like, oh my God.
Let me live my life.
I'm like, what was it? Why are y'all having family time? Like, what the hell? That's weird.
Little did I know that we needed it. Where were we going? We were going somewhere on New Year's Eve or something, was it? Or was it, I don't know. My mom was
girl,
just,
I don't know. It was so long ago. I just know we were trying to go somewhere.
And my mom was like, no, we're having family time. I don't even know what we did.
Guys, I can't think... go. We're having family time. And we'd just be like, well, okay. Okay, weirdo. Bye-bye.
I think we might have baked cookies that day. I don't know.
That's just so funny how, like, we're really adults, though, y'all. Like, we're really adults. That's so funny how you think, like, things are just so dumb when you were younger. And when you get older, I'm like, you know what? I'm glad somebody told me this or showed me this.
Yeah.
I needed it.
Yeah. I think it was... I don't even remember. Yeah, my mom would just randomly be like, no, we're having family time. I'm like, what? I have things to do. But I guess, I don't know. It worked out because, look, it worked because we do it now.
I think.
In a sense. A lot of it's not really scheduled, though.
Yeah, so that too.
Like impromptu family time.
Leah actually likes family time. Like, she'd be wanting to do stuff. She'd be like, you guys want to watch a movie? Like, aww. She likes to do stuff, but I feel like we, before the pandemic, it was, I don't want to say we didn't have family time. We were always so busy that, like, we didn't think about it. But I guess we did. Sorry, I'm tired. But I guess we did because we didn't used to take them places and do stuff with them. So I guess we did have family time, mm-hmm. in a sense. But, like, now it's more, we do it a lot more. Not really scheduled, but, like... Especially Aaliyah, like me. So Aaliyah was just my only one for so long. So she always wants to do stuff with me.
Mm.
And I'd be feeling bad because she'll ask me when I'm doing homework or something. I'm like, we've been together for 6 hours and you could have asked me all this time. But then you wait till I'm actually doing something to do it. And she'll get upset. And I'm like, okay, Leah, well, we could do it at this time tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, she's like, well, I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm like, okay, well, don't get mad at me then. So, like, I do need to work on, like, having one-on-one with Leah because, you know, it was always me and her. We would always cuddle on the bed and watch movies and just, you know, oh, I am so rude right now. I'm so sleepy. I'm sleepy.
Okay, well,
but anyway.
Wake it up.
I know. And I'm sitting here, I think because it's cold in here. Tim keeps it on iceberg. Antarctica in here, and we both cuddle in some blankets, and I'm tired, so like this is a nap position right now. But I mean, I'd rather be yawning than chattering my teeth, mm-hmm. from being cold. But yeah, I do need to work on that with Leah more. But I feel like for the most part, like on weekends, we do family stuff, like we do fires and stuff like that.
They just make fires. They burn stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Leah, like, oh, I want some s'mores. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I feel like I can only eat one s'more. It's so much to me. It's like so much sweetness. I can only eat one. And Tim don't eat it. So if we make it, it's like I'm getting all of this for one s'more.
Mm.
And I'm like, Leah, you don't need to eat a whole bunch. Your stomach's going to be hurting. You eat all them s'mores. So we do fire night sometimes. Or, you know, we all just go outside. It's not really like... oh, family night, we just in the house playing a game. Like, you know, we try to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the fair, had a little family day, went to the fair together. So, but Leah really enjoys that, though. I feel like she likes being able to watch a movie with everybody, but then she gets mad when Timmy and Aria talk too much and she can't hear. But she likes doing family stuff. Makes her happy.
That's good. I know I just had a conversation with Kai about spending more time together. And she's like, we don't spend that much time together. And I'm at school for 6.5 hours.
Girl, first of all.
It's not like when we used to be on NIT or NTI. Right? NTI, look, what is NIT? It's a basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. JK. And I was just like, well, Kaya, that's because we were in a pandemic. And I really didn't spend, like, that much time. I, like, we spend time together, but we were just in the same area. Like, we weren't doing stuff. I was just happened to be in the house.
They want to be in your body. Yeah. You.
I don't know.
At all times.
But I was just like, you know, you're right. We'll spend more time. She's like, well, we get to see you for, like, 2.5 hours. And then they're going to go to bed. I'm like, you're spiraling. Calm down. Okay, we're spiraling, but I get what you're saying, and we'll try to be more, or I'll be more, what's the word I'm looking for, intentional about spending time. I said, so do you want to help me? I was like, do you want to spend more time in the morning? Like, we can do stuff in the morning. She's like, well, you're getting lunch ready. And I said, well, you know what you can do? You can help me. You can help me make lunch. Your lunch. And that's it. And I'm like cleaning. And then all of a sudden, everybody's in the kitchen and we're having dance battles. So, I think because of what Kai said, it was literally last night. I was like, oh, well, I guess we do need to make sure that we spend more time together. Even like, we don't really even eat together, like for dinner, because we don't have a big enough table.
Oh, yeah. And that's then, one thing we do. Well, of course, Timmy, Aria, they have a kiddie table.
Yeah.
But we still eat at the same time. Like, when Tim be, like, he does his little landscaping or whatever. But when he's, like, out and we're eating dinner, I get so annoyed. I'm like, come eat with your family. We're all eating. Come eat. But, I mean, there's some times where he just can't. But
yeah.
I like when we all eat together.
I do, too. Because we get to talk and stuff. But we just haven't. It's been, I don't know. I just feel like our routine has just been out of whack for a little while. Like, it's been a long time. Like, this week, I've actually, like, or the past few weeks, I've cooked more. Because a lot of time, we're just ripping and running. And so now, when we move into our new house, I'll have a big kitchen table so we can sit down. Travis is like, yeah, we're going to sit down and eat the table nowhere else, because we have a table that's big enough for everybody now.
Right.
So that's like one thing that I am currently working on.
Girl, these kids are dramatic.
Like, they are. But I was just like, you know what? Let me. My fear is always going to be like, she's going to have to go to therapy because of me.
I already know Leah is.
And I don't, but I want to be like, okay, I keep saying that. So I need to, that means I know that I can change and I can be, so it's not as like, I don't want her to resent me or nothing. So
yeah,
that's why I was just like, okay, I really do got to work on spending time because she does miss me. And I understand because we just did a whole year and a half of us just being together.
Yeah.
And so they got used to it. So I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, girl.
But the whole, like, but I'm not, I can't, Leah, I can't do this being at school all day. I'm like, girl, what else do you have to do? Nothing. Like, girl, you can come home and lay down. Like, that's you have funny. Nothing else to do.
Yeah. That's your job right now, is to go to school.
Right.
But yeah. So, we, as always, we'd be looking up articles, and like one of the, what is this?
Mm.
Our mall hours? Ours? Hours? What? Mall? No, just kidding. Our small hours. That is a weird, our what? Small hours.
Oh, girl.
Motherhood and more. Oursmallhours.com. And their thing was like, easy ways to spend quality time with your children. The quality time we spend with our children is more important than the quantity of time we spend with our children. Which I think is a very true statement. Because I think about, I guess, like when I was younger, just like the little moments that we spend together. And I don't know if it was, I mean, we did do a lot, but then we didn't do a lot. But I just remember like cooking with my mom. That's why I like cooking with the kids sometimes when they're not overwhelming me and I'm like, get out the kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm like, that sounds really cute because that's one of the things. Cook and have your kids prep with you. And I'm like, it's good for a little bit, but then once I'm like, really, you got to get out the kitchen because you're pissing me off.
Girl, I don't know if I pulled a muscle when I yawn, but my neck hurts. I keep moving, trying to get comfortable. I'm like, dang, what did I do? Did my jaw pop? My dang old neck hurts. So if you see me keep moving, it's because I'm trying to like look at you, but have like a rest. So I'm like trying to feel if it's, is it swollen?
Am I dying? Gosh.
Oh my God. Okay. I think I'm okay now. Especially with little kids though, because I feel like being in nursing school, I have learned, like, I've just finished PEDS. Well, I'm finishing up PEDS. And, like, learning about, like, the child development. And I'm like, you know, a lot of this stuff makes so much sense because the age that Timmy and Aria are, like, they want to be so helpful and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I, instead of, like, you know, get out of the kitchen, I'll let them know one thing that I'm going to let them help me with.
Mm-hmm.
And to be patient until I call their name and they can help me. But like help, like having them help, like kids get so excited about the smallest things. Mm-hmm. Like they want to help do everything. And I mean everything. They want to help me if I have to potty. Like they want to help do everything. So it's like, it's just, you know, I feel like I have really changed as a parent from being like how we were raised, just being yelled at, or whether it's, you know, just discipline different ways. Like, I think I probably maybe had one spanking. I mean,
as one. A kid?
Yeah. Oh. So, like, but as far as, like, discipline with, like, if you spoke your mind or anything like that, like, conversations with your children, I feel like, are a lot different now because people are breaking those cycles to where, you know, you don't say nothing, be quiet, that's that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say some of that to Leah, but that's when she's talking back. So, you know, that's a different story. But as far as like, you know, allowing your kids to help you do stuff because they want to help so much, like that's quality time too.
Yeah.
Or just sitting and talking to them while they color, like that's quality time. It doesn't have to be like something scheduled where you just, oh, let's play this little game or something like that. Like, they get so excited about the smallest things. I printed out some little face masks. I know it's early, Disney Plus or something.
I'm screaming. Yeah, another one was have your children read to you.
Oh.
Kai's been really into, like, doing that. She reads to her Nana.
Oh, Leah started reading to Timmy Ari.
Aww.
I'm like, you want to read them a book tonight while I finish getting myself together? She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they really like it. And she likes reading because I'm one book for each child and we're going to bed because they will get more and more. And she'll just like, oh, I read another one. I'm like, okay, y'all need to start at 8 o'clock. And then that'd be that. But that's good though.
Yeah. So Kaya does that with Harlem.
Aww.
He likes to read. And Ava does too. It just randomly. They're just like up in his bed and they're just reading him a book.
That's so cute.
Just loves it. Another one was talk with your kids while driving to and from activities. Yeah. We usually do that. Or we're listening to music and we're jamming.
I gotten better
on our
with
carpool
that.
Karaoke.
Leah gets, she hates when I do that. But if I'm like, you know, sit in the car while I go in the store and grab something, I come back and she's trying to hurry and put it up. I'm like, so you can't do this with me?
Oh no.
You embarrass. She's like, why do you always do stuff
you
like that?
You embarrass her, that's why.
But I used to talk on the phone, be on the phone when I'm taking her home from practice. And I had to stop doing that. Because I was kind of like, she would get kind of annoyed because she's trying to tell me something, but I'm on the phone. So I stopped doing that because as soon as she get in the car, she goes. And she don't stop. So I'm like, okay, I got to be ready. So I'm like, okay, I'm talking to Lexi or my mama, I got to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that does make her upset if I'm not available to hear her.
Yeah, that happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my, really? But okay.
Girl, they probably remember that till they get older, too. It would be the smallest little thing.
But that's how we were, too.
Mm-hmm.
One, like, Dominate with them goddamn gel pens. I was like, Dominate.
Let it go.
We were in elementary. We're 30 years old. We were in, like, the third grade. Calm down. Oh, it was, like, 20-some years ago.
I cried. I used to love gel pens.
I did, too.
I was cracking up. She said, the one that saw my gel pens. I'll never forget that. Because I had a whole case.
I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh. Tell me how you really feel.
I know. I don't even know who she's talking about.
Well, if you're out there and you still Dominate's gel pens is still remembered, and you need to apologize.
I know. Write her on Facebook or Instagram.
Buy her some colored pens or something.
I know.
Give her a gift card. Because that pissed her off.
To this day. Okay. It says engage them with short videos or podcasts. Okay. See, I can't do this. It says I can't read this number. 3 or 4 times a week, just before the boys' bedtime, my husband brings his phone into one of the boys' rooms and they all gather around. They listen to current news events, watch videos about science and history, and other topics of interest.
Girl, bye. Scroll up. Shit.
I was just going to say, like, my kids are so, they have really high anxiety. So if I give them, like, something about what happened in the news and it's not, like, a good thing.
Yeah.
They will be, like, crying.
But why would, I mean, how old is this? Because, I mean, not that the news has been positive, but, like, especially the current news now, don't let your, I mean, also always inform your kids of what's happening in the world, but I mean, it's a lot, so
I don't know,
be mindful of their age and their emotions, their emotional state.
Yeah, so I wouldn't do that. I know it was thundering the other day and we were trying to explain to the girls, like, thunder is not gonna do anything, like, it's not nothing to be like, I like, it's loud, yeah, that's scary, but it, you can't, thunder is just noise.
You can't touch it.
Yeah. And so, like, we were like, okay, let's watch this thing on thunder. And then, like, explain to them, like, what thunder was. And
you're such a good mom.
Blah, blah, blah. Girl, why are they still scared? I said, didn't we just watch a 5-minute video on what thunder was? So, like, I understand it's loud and scary, but the video just explained that it's not going to do anything. They're like, what if it lightens? I was like, you know,
you know what? Go outside and figure it out.
I'm like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you're not going to get struck by lightning. That is, I don't know what the chance is, but it's very far-fetched. And they're like, what if we get struck by lightning? I'm like, well, first, we're in the house.
Girl, that's so, just a little kid thing.
Because... So, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how her, well, it was mostly Kaya, but that's how her mind works. Like, she just goes, she spirals a lot.
I used to be
and
like
I have
that.
To be like, Kaya, you're spiraling. Calm down.
I remember my cousin told me in 2000 the world was going to end. And I remember telling my mom, Mommy, we have to move because I don't want to die. I know she was probably looking at me like, this bitch is crazy. Like, what the hell is wrong with her?
She's probably mad at your cousin because why would you tell her that?
Girl, and then my cousin, she told me about periods for the first time. And when she told me like that, she told me we would just bleed and you can't stop it. I was just like, why do we have to go through that? I told my mama. And she explained, I'm like, oh, well, that makes more sense. Besides, yeah, that's where Leah gets it.
Yeah, Kaya gets it for me too, because sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, I just spiral. But then I'm like, okay, you're spiraling, Alexis. Let's just work on this one little problem. But anyway, it says include your kids and errands and household chores. I am working on that. Like, I'll be like, for a couple weeks, I'll be like, okay, these are the chores you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I end up doing everything. And I'm like, nobody helps me. I'm doing this all by myself. Blah, blah, blah. So, I don't really include them on errands because that's my alone time. Just let me go in here and do what I gotta do, yeah. And then leave.
I was gonna say, because they slow, but...
Yeah. there's well that and then they're like I'm hungry now, I'm blah 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 whatever, so I'm like I just do them by myself.
They'll be like, why are you running? I'm like, girl, we on a mission, keep up. Needs the chess. No, but that is our alone time. Like,
But I definitely need to include them on household chores because that's overwhelming.
I decreased Aaliyah's by two chores, mm-hmm. from two chores because she's doing volleyball, but she still does the dishes. That's good
because yeah. You know what? My parents didn't care about me basketball, about me running track, about nothing. They didn't even care about me doing homework. Like, do your chores. I'm like, but I don't care. I'm like, dang.
That is real old school.
It is.
How am I supposed to be a kid and get good grades and you don't let me math?
But that's the thing, too. Like, I had to get good grades. I couldn't come home with more than one C.
Same.
And I'm like, but you want me to do all these chores? But, I mean, I don't think I had to do a lot. We did, like, 1 week I would clean the kitchen and the living room. And then the next week, I would clean, because me and my sister shared a room. I cleaned the room, and we cleaned all the bathrooms.
Is it raining? It's like it's throwing down.
It is.
I like your kids are okay if it thunders.
Girl, the last few times he knows it's thundering really bad with air at school, while they were at school crying.
I'm serious.
I'm like, y'all, didn't we watch a 5-minute video that explained what was going on?
Don't matter.
It doesn't. They'll figure it out. They said practice gentle discipline. I don't waste my precious time with my kids yelling at them or punishing them.
Oh, that's what I just said.
Who has time for that? Instead, I turn behavior issues into opportunities to teach them something new about life and relationships. I don't set my kids up to fail. I don't try to trick them or trap them into making mistakes so I can punish them or teach them a lesson. I don't trick my kids into making mistakes either, but I do feel like... discipline them? The time that we save by not having battles of will or harboring anger toward each other is spent showing them love, and real love is quality stuff.
Sounds like one of them Vanguard parents who used to bring their kid, be kicking and smacking them in the face. Oh, stop, Daniel. Stop. I don't know.
Like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I get the not yelling part.
Yeah.
And I kind of get the not punishing, but who sets their kids up to fail and tricks them into making mistakes? Like, I don't know who do that, but... I thought the practice gentle and discipline is good, but I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about. But, you know, y'all do what y'all do. You do what works for you and your family.
Right.
Sometimes I will take stuff away because sometimes that makes sense to them. Like, they don't want to take away their TV time, so they know that they better act right.
But you don't like trick them though. Like, I don't get what she meant with that.
I don't either.
I don't know a scenario of I can use an example where you would do that though. Like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, to teach them a lesson. That's what it says. So I can punish them or teach them a lesson. Who does that?
But what trick would you do? I need you to put an example, man.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because
I don't understand that. But I mean, yeah, I take stuff away. Like, stuff. Yeah. Electronics. I mean, that's a big one. Can't survive without that.
Yep, they sure can. I do that sometimes with Harlem. When he's just acting crazy, I'm like, oh, okay, give me your Nintendo Switch. No more of that tonight. You can find something else to do.
But that's also a good thing so they can realize they don't have to be on electronics all the time.
I know. Travis's cousin came over. I can't talk today.
No, it's me
and was talking about Harlem playing the video game or something. And he's like, I can't stand kids on game systems or something. And Travis is like, we used to do that all the time. He's like, I know, but they can do other stuff. And I'm like, Harlem does do other stuff. You just happen to see him today on the game. But I'm like, he likes to draw. He likes to play with his Legos, make little... He likes to do, like, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, he's just on his
this is our
the game, right? Because he just came from school and his he had to do whatever, you know, they have to do with school. So this is his
relax time.
Yeah. I don't be caring. Right. He'd be doing other things. But I just thought that was funny. And that's interesting. Screen time. But yeah, when he be acting up, I will take that away. Same with the girls. No more TV. Go read a book.
Girl, they would act like it's the end of the world too.
Like, how long do I have to read for?
Oh my God, I used to make Leah write sentences.
I remember that.
I used to make her write sentences. And I'm like, you need to write it. I would start at 25 and I would go up every time she would either talk back or say something smart. And she's like, oh, I'm done. Do I have to do anymore? It depends. It depends.
Oh my gosh. Cool says.
I was looking at an article also. I'm going the wrong way. 10 benefits of spending time with family. I'm not going to read all of these because I'm not. So one of them that I saw was, Oh, it helps kids develop parenting skills. So that's a big one, because if you see how you grew up, most times you bring that to when you start your family.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people can, like, knock out the things that they didn't like or didn't see as, like, positive or wasn't really effective and change it. And some mm-hmm. people, they just carry that on over because they think that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you know, it's okay because your family had it this way or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a good thing. So, like, you know, like you have quality time or had quality time with your family for your little family nights, and like you do that, do you?
We do. I mean, they
do it.
I don't mind. I feel like my mom planned ours a little bit more. Ours right now are just more impromptu. We just happen to be like, oh, let's play this game or let's do something. It's spontaneous. So.
But you do a lot of stuff with your family, though. Like, you're very involved with your kids. Like, you know, you would get on live and do your little cooking with your kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, you're very involved. So, like, that stuff, like, they really like that. Like, they get so hyped. They think they're famous. So
girl,
they
get home. Welcome like, to I my see. Channel.
They like that stuff. So, yeah.
I think that made me think about, I think we talked about it a little bit on another episode, like this is what your kid's normal is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so even though I hated family time, but like that was normal, but it's funny because it wasn't normal to you.
It wasn't.
But I think I want them to grow up and be like, okay, it's good to spend time with your family and hang out with your family.
And it's not awkward. Like, you can be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I think, I don't know. I think Leah just, she, kids her age, like, they just see things on TV.
Yeah.
And they think that's the normal.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm acting my goofy self, she's like, mom's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm myself, so what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she does the same exact thing I do. So I'm like, girl.
Me and you are the same.
Exactly. You came from me.
I think so, that's funny.
I think that's a good thing because, I mean, so you can be yourself around your parents.
Yeah.
And they can, like, I don't know, I guess, get to know the real you.
Yeah. I think that helps foster better communication too.
I think that's on here too. Communication skills. It helps with conflict resolution.
Today's episode.
Girl, today, yesterday, the day before, I feel like I can't talk. And I was doing my little assessment for school on the little I had to do a pediatric full body assessment on a mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to talk and I'm like like saying my words, I'm not just stop. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't talk. So yeah,
Harlem hates when I do that. when I'm like reading and I like mess up. I'm like, oh, he's like, why do you do that? I'm like, I mess up a word.
You might think something's wrong with you.
I'm like, oh. And then he's like, what does it say? And he like points to the sentence that I was doing. Say it again.
Does he know how to read?
He does, but he don't.
I'm going to say he's clowning you.
But he does. Even know how to read. He does.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh my God. So when I was making Timmy's mask, Timmy Aria. So Timmy, oh my God, he's so bossy. Like I'm over here trying to cut two masks. So I cut Aria's. Mommy, my mask needs to be cut. Timmy. Oh, okay. I'm about to cut your mask, buddy. Okay. Mommy, I need something. I'm like, I know you need something. I need to see if I have some string to tie around your head. Okay. Mommy, I need something. I'm like, Timmy, you need to stop because you're making me anxious. So just chill, please. Okay. So every time he said something, I just looked and he said, oh, I'm sorry. He'll cover his mouth. It was so funny. I just was like, it's okay, Timmy. Give me a hug. I was like, you just need to calm down and be patient. I was trying to teach him about his patience today. I need something. Girl, and then I was taking Leah from school. So he had his tablet propped up on the door because he likes to have it on the like the little door thing or whatever. So he had it propped up. I was turning the corner from her school and he looked at me and said, you need to slow down. I said, excuse me, I'm just turning on the street. Like, I wasn't even moving. I stopped, and then I let a car go past, and I'm turning. And then I was getting on our street. He looked at me so pissed. I can't wait to find a me that looks like him. He looked at me, and his eyes were squinting. He was like, you need to slow down. I was like, I'm not going fast. I was like, you just going to have to put your phone or your tablet somewhere else. But yeah, so
our boys,
I know, yeah, I need something. So, yeah, instead of yelling at him, I told him, Timmy, you gotta calm down because you're making me very anxious. Like, calm down. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I did to Aria today.
She
was having a fit. I said, okay, well, we're gonna go sit and time out. And then time out didn't work, and she got up and she threw her mask off, and she was just kicking a piece of paper. I said, oh no. So I was like, picked her up. I put her in the bed. So, well, when you can calm down, you can come back out. And then she immediately was like crying, got out the bed. I said, are you okay now? Like, you can do things. She said, yes, Lexi. I said, okay. Because look, you doing too much. Dinner together, sing karaoke, have a weekly family meetings. We be trying to do that. Like, me and Travis are so just like, let's just go with the flow. What are we doing this week? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we really need to be better. Because I know, like, kids work better and are better under, like, routines and stuff. So.
You don't have a routine?
I mean, we do, but we don't. Like, they all start getting ready for bed at, like, 8. Take showers, brush their teeth. They're supposed to pick out the clothes so we don't have meltdowns in the morning.
Girl, right.
And then, like, stuff like that, but, I mean, I always wanted to do, like, family meetings, like, where we meet and we just, like, talk about, okay, so this week, this is what we're gonna do, or I want to have, like, more, like, family Bible studies and stuff that. Like, we used to, like, I remember that stuff that my mom used to do with us, and I'm like, I want to do that, but it takes everybody getting together. And but I don't know, I be having a lot of ambitious things to do
sometimes. At dinner we talk about like stuff we're gonna do. That's like, hey, you guys want to do this?
See, but that's like why we need to be eating together.
Right,
like, most of the time, like, if we do eat together, we're probably just watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have told him, I was like, we need to stop giving the kids their tablets, because me and him be on a computer watching something, Leah be on her phone, the kids be on the tablets. But there are a couple times I'd be like, no electronics, no, turn everything off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I feel like that's a little effective. But I mean, I can't just completely cut everybody off from it. I'm gonna have to gradually cut us off from it. But I mean, sometimes it keeps the kids quiet, and they just gonna have to have it sometimes.
Yeah,
I just can't.
It's a case by case,
right? Well, depends on the day.
Yeah,
cause I need something.
Cause we need something. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, we're not gonna have family time because everybody's gonna be everywhere. But
I know we were watching Leah's. She wants to watch Harry Potter.
Oh, we did that.
Yeah, but she wants to watch it because Edward from Twilight's in there. She said, "Is it Edward from Twilight?"
Is that his name? I don't know. There's random people. What you call it from? How to Get Away with Murder. The Black Death. Yeah, he was in it.
Mm-hmm. She said somebody was in it. I'm like, girl, if you really trying to watch it for that, you don't need to be watching it. But we were all going to watch that. But we were trying to watch Justice League. That movie's 4 hours long.
First of all, I don't really care for DC when it comes to movies. Their movies are usually kind of trash.
Oh.
But they have, their TV shows are really good.
Yeah. Well, I just know I'm just going to try to work on having, well, I don't know if we're going to have, I think what we'll probably do for our family time, instead of like having a scheduled day, because, you know, everybody, Leah's in volleyball, Aria's in gymnastics, trying to get Timmy into something, like I'm in school. So I think, you know, we'll just try to figure out when we're going to do family time. Just, you know, as the week goes by.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe.
Most time on weekends is like, if you know, more.
Yeah, that doable. And if we do, if you just do, maybe you can do a scheduled one once a month.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It is. So,
guys, spend time with your familia. It helps with the development of your children to be better parents. And not just for them to be better parents, because some of our kids don't want to have kids, and that's okay. Just for them to be better people.
Yeah.
And it helps you to get to know your child better.
And it creates a stress-free environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let you guys know my neck is okay, just in case if anybody was wondering. I'm not dying and I didn't break my neck or pull a ligament.
Well, that's great. Okay, so our dad joke. I thought I had a different one, but here, hold on. You know what? Travis sent it to me. Okay, let me hear. Let me do it. Okay. What do you call a cow that just had a baby?
A heifer.
What?
Wait, that's a baby cow, right? Isn't a heifer a baby cow?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Decaffeinated.
I liked my answer better.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm like, it didn't make sense, but go off.
I was like, ooh, I know this one. A heifer. No, I'm just playing. That was funny, though. Okay, guys.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.